was read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister of Malaysia Dato' Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim arrived in New Delhi tonight on a three-day state visit to India. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti and Railways V. Somanna received him at the airport. This is the first visit of Mr. Ibrahim as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Tomorrow, the visiting dignitary will receive a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan and he will visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral discussions with his Malaysian counterpart and will also host a luncheon in his honour. Later in the day, Mr. Ibrahim is scheduled to call on the President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. External Affairs Ministry said India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. The bilateral relationship was elevated to the status of enhanced strategic partnership in 2015 during the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The government has allowed enhancement of security deployment by 25% at all central government hospitals. Official sources said that apart from the standard security protocol, the deployment of marshals would also be approved based on individual demands by government hospitals. The sources, however, said that bringing a central law based on the Kolkata hospital case will not make any big difference as the alleged rape and murder of the junior doctor was not a case of patient-doctor violence. Resident doctors are protesting in different parts of the country, demanding a central law after the alleged rape and murder of a trainee doctor in a hospital in Kolkata. 26 states and union territories, including West Bengal, Delhi, Haryana and Kerala, have passed legislations to protect healthcare personnel. These offences are cognizable and non-bailable. A committee will be constituted under the chairmanship of Director General Health Services to look into various aspects of security and facilities at hospitals for resident doctors like duty room and working hours. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today reviewed the performance of public sector banks at a meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman reviewed deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality. The finance minister also evaluated the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar and PM Vishwakarma scheme. During deliberations on the deposit mobilization, Ms. Sitharaman stated that while the credit growth has picked up, mobilization of deposits could further be improved to fund the credit growth sustainably. She asked banks to make concerted efforts to garner deposits by conducting special drives. The finance minister also advised public sector banks to have better relationships with their customers for efficient customer service delivery. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also chaired a review meeting of regional rural banks in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from Wednesday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary Western Ministry of External Affairs Tanmay Lal said it is a landmark visit as the Prime Minister of India is visiting Poland after 45 years. He said the visit is taking place at a time when both the nations are marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. The Secretary said in Warsaw, Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Mr. Lal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held talks with his Nepalese counterpart Arzu Rana Dweba in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed multifaceted bilateral cooperation including in the area of energy, trade, connectivity and infrastructure development. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue, a bilateral meeting is scheduled between the Defence Minister and his Japanese counterpart. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over the northwest, west, east and central parts of the country during the next 4 days. Heavy rainfall has also been estimated for South Peninsular region till Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.